I think the great part for us is timeliness. The relevancy of our tech stack and AI and data intelligence and digital wallet and credentials is right there.
Hello and welcome to the Fobi Insider Podcast. I have Rob Anson, our CEO and founder of Fobi, here with me. Rob, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
I'm a lot better this week. Obviously fighting the flu or whatever it is that's going around right now. But yeah, last week was a bit of a struggle. But thanks for the patience of not being able to join you last week and provide an update. But doing much better. This week's going great.
That's good to hear. Yeah, I've heard quite a few people are actually suffering from this flu that's going around. I guess it's flu season. So first thing I just want to talk about, I know we haven't heard from you in a couple of weeks, but just want to address the audit and just see if you have an update for us. I know you have to speak very sensitively about this topic, but it is great to hear from you.
It is. It's one of the things that I do not appreciate about being a publicly traded company is I love to communicate and chat. And obviously, when there's certain things that you're not able to do so, I don't like it because it creates angst and anxiety for people. People always seem to think the worst. I don't know, it's human nature or individuals themselves. But I found that over the last couple of weeks, of course, frustrations with shareholders, fully understand that. I get it. Things are progressing. Everyone's doing their job and working through. And it's one of these things I've always said I need to be better at, and that's patience. It's very hard for me to sit back and, you know, let things unfold. I'm always a dog on a bone, trying to push the dial and make things move faster. And these cases here, unfortunately, no matter how hard I push, it's not dependent on our timing, that's for sure. So it is what it is. These things here, like I said, I've expressed some frustration, but I think now we've channeled into positive, and the positive is the business side. So that's where I'm putting the attention, and things are shaping up nicely there for sure.
That's good to hear. And I know you can't speak too much onto it. So I really appreciate you coming in and being open and honest and really like tackling it and letting our investors know what is happening. So moving on more on the business side, how are things going other than the audit and the positive stuff that is going on?
I really feel like I lead two lives. Like, it's funny, I spoke to Gavin minutes before I got on here, and you know, I said I've had a great morning and I was all fired up, and then it's, you know, you come back to the Jekyll and Hyde or whatever you want to call this world of super exciting and all filled with dopamine, and then it's the back to that sort of angst and anxiety as to how do we push faster and get things going, but get things wrapped up. Everyone's doing what they can. Like I said, it's we wish we could make things go faster, but we can't. So I'm choosing this week to spend my time on positive energy, and that's on the business side. It's really cool to see some of the new verticals and use cases that have been built and are launching here shortly. And I think as we always progress towards the U.S. Thanksgiving, typically it comes down to that last push and crunch, which is always exciting because both sides are trying to get the business closed by end of year so they can launch with fresh new budgets for next year. So the guys are doing a great job. There's a lot of really cool new opportunities and some healthcare with client clinical trials and other things like this, as well as automotive continues to be one that seems to be not really something I thought of before this year in a big capacity, but more and more use cases. Really, the communication capabilities of which the wallet technology provides are I'm finding out here second to that, and something that's very appealing to most organizations. Having that sort of central repository of the data aspect of that, and then being able to create these means of engagement and bookings and client interaction, of course, and scheduling and whatnot are providing for some great definite opportunities that I wasn't really counting on. So it's a nice surprise. And, you know, some of the other enterprise stuff that Colby and I have been working on are progressing as they do this time of year, and excited about what lies ahead for Q1 of next year.
Yeah, that is exciting. And you mentioned, obviously, that companies reassess their budgets in the new year. And so all of these communications that we've had with these big companies over this past year, and now things are starting to kind of fall into place, and those conversations kind of naturally take an extra level, which is really encouraging, especially because of our tech stack and what we have been working on in the background.
Well, it is. It's important, and this is why I pushed so hard, you guys, you know, Q3, to get into closing as many of these pilot use cases to prove the value realization of the technology and to their business, because then it opens full budget for next year, you know, and same, much the same as the markets. Tax law season is never fun. Obviously, there's been some ups and downs and a lot of downs in the markets. So we're facing, you know, higher volumes than usual. And with adversity comes opportunity. There's a hell of a lot of people here that have reached out in the last month, names I've never seen before, new shareholders looking for more info and video content and podcasts and these sorts of things. So, you know, these are the cycles of the markets. And there's a lot of challenges, of course, to deal with, and a lot of adversity that always comes with, you know, the unexpected, of course. And as much as I say that I think we've been well-educated in dealing with a lot of the unknown and adversities and challenges, just are, you know, to me, it's not even, I don't want to say it's stressful. Of course it is. But, you know, when the greater focus is clear onto the business, ultimately, it's the business that's going to drive the value anyhow. You know, once we can get our year-end and Q1 out for us, which is the June 30th year-end, of course, why Q1 already? But it's just on to the next. It's on to the business. It's building the business like we're doing. And I think the great part for us is timeliness, the relevancy of our tech stack of AI and data intelligence and digital wallet and credentials is right there. And, you know, we're seeing some of these progressions, whether it's the growth of Qples, like we've seen the enterprise deals of PassCreator and PassWallet now, and of course our core data and Foley business here that is moving along, progressing. So, like I said, it's you know, it's a great time, and it's a very challenging time, all wrapped up into one. So it's the bundle of joy in which I get to deal with on a daily basis. But like I said, I couldn't be happier on the business side right now. The team has done an amazing job of controlling what they do, and that's pipeline, and it's really the only thing that matters. The rest of it will take care of itself over time. There's always going to be ups and downs. There's always going to be people that are happy or not. And you know, at the end of the day, it is what it is, as they say.
Yeah, and it is those challenging times that kind of gives us the opportunity to grow and to really stand out. And I know for me, the sales team, Phobia, hounding down for more content to showcase our use cases from the marketing team. And that just shows that there is a real interest, and it's different industries, and I'm having to make different content for different verticals, and just kind of getting the tech out there and letting people know how important it is. Also working on the employee recaps, like the unscripted series that we've got going with you, Rob, to really...
Sorry to interrupt you, but that's a good point. I want to specify something or clarify for people that, you know, we get a great deal of people that want to learn about the story, the background, the history of the company. And that was the premise of what I loved about what your vision was with the unscripted. This is talking about 2017 to where we are today. I had a few people reach out to me in late asking about the bad news and the dark and starting over and tearing the band-aid off and some of these things. And I think they're thinking that, like, this is today's real world. The unscripted series was to be more of an honest, heartfelt trials, tribulations story about where we were, how we got to where we are today. So a lot of this, and I said, this was all filmed back in July. So Nathan's done a great job of trying to put together that back history and kind of what made us who we are. And a lot of that comes from learnings and trials and tribulations. So I just wanted to clarify that. I started interrupting you again, but it was one that I got it, which is great because it means people are watching it and they're listening and engaging with it. But I just want to set the record straight so people understand this isn't today's tense of ripping band-aids off and doing things. This is past tense and many years ago, starting in the struggles and trials and tribulations, as I said, of young startup and to where we are today. So
awesome. Well, thanks for clarifying, Rob, and thank you for mentioning. No, that was good for sure. Thank you. So I am excited for the beginning of 2024 when new budgets are there and new businesses.
I think that's the greatest part, Nathan, for us is every day it seems there's something new.
Yeah.
And it's just not new clients and that, but it's new ways to leverage a technology that we've never thought of.
Yeah.
To me, that's the greatest excitement that I get is, hey, you know, we reached out to you and thank you for the introduction. Here's what we've come up with and here's how we'd like to start. And half the time it's something that we never even thought of. So it's, you know, it's a lot of fun to see the evolution. I think, as I said previously with David Spore, there's a lot of education that goes with new technology. We see these in some of the sell cycles. Some groups are a lot more savvy and know what they want. Others, there's more of a consultative side as to the hand holding. But at the end of the day, it's always an investment, right? And I think people know, to your point, they need to move, they want to move. I think now it's that comfort that we were there for them to help assist in that big leap of faith, if you will, towards digital transformation and mobilization and where every industry is headed and focused on.
Yeah, absolutely. You speak truth. Thanks for the update. Was there anything else that you wanted to kind of touch upon before you get back to your busy week?
Yeah, no, I think obviously we're going to have a pretty extensive sit down with yourself and perhaps Colby, year in review. It's been a very challenging year, but it's also been filled with a lot of great additions and aspects of learnings for us. I think, as we said, the timeliness of what we built, that's the exciting part now, is that education piece is out there and people are understanding. And that's why so much of the business is inbound lead generation, that people are finding us. Mm-hmm. And that's the very exciting thing, because that's the growth and the investment that we've made into core strategy, channel partners, this development we've invested heavily into since day one is really starting to pay off now. And once we get, I think the financials behind us, be some pretty solid wind beneath the wings here. And I'm very excited for Q1.
That's awesome. And I'm also very excited, especially working in the back end. Well, Rob, thank you so much for giving us your time again, and hopefully I'll get hold of you again before the end of the year. I know a lot of people wind up this time of year. We're not, we're going strong, but hopefully I'll get you on the podcast again before the end of the year.
Yeah, hopefully I've got some great news for everyone.
Awesome. Thanks, Rob.
All right.